Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Toyo Open Country AT3. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed...
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is John Middlecoff from 3 and Out with John Middlecoff. Superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre, Straight Fire for Tuesday, June 28th. I'm going to start the morning with a nice little song. You got to know when to hold 'em. Know when to fold 'em. Kyrie Irving, folks, sat down at the poker table with a billionaire. Looked him right in the eye. Billionaire goes all in, and what does Kyrie Irving do? He tried his best for the last, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 days, working all his media people. Notably, one guy who we talked about, Shams, was working him hard. And Kyrie Irving had to fold. Had to fold. He had rags. No aces up those sleeves. Not even like a single-digit pair. He had nothing. Nothing. And Kyrie Irving folds. I liked it. I liked that the Nets stood up to him on Monday. Just an exciting day in the NBA. We have a great guest to talk about some NBA shenanigans. Matt Babcock, Basketball News. You guys remember him from the draft last year. Good guy. Knows his NBA draft. We talk a little NBA free agency. We did record it on Monday, right? He's on vacation. And, you know, Matt, I know Matt, I've known him for a while. And he's like, let me come on. You know, we talked a little bit about Kyrie. And then, of course, Kyrie changes his mind. And instead of trying to, I'll take that $6 million. I'll take $6 million to play for the Lakers. Yeah, you're going to leave $30 million on the table. So Kyrie makes his decision. So we did talk about that with Matt, but it's irrelevant. So we'll cut that out. So the interview is not as long as normal with Matt. But I think you guys will really like it. We are talking 2023 draft. And I know it's a year away, but I'm telling you, there is a team out there right now that looks to be on the mode to tank, the San Antonio Spurs. We talk about it a little bit with Jake Fisher on Monday's podcast, but this DeJounte Murray stuff, I think you need to look at it closely. It doesn't sound like, and again, we'll see what happens, but it doesn't sound like the Spurs are trying to build a contender. They're trying to keep costs low and get a bunch of nice prospects, and they want to go big game hunting. Big Vic is the target, 7'3", Victor Wembanyama. I think I just butchered his name again, but he and Scoot Henderson are clearly the top two prospects in the draft, and I've said it before on this podcast, said it with Jake. Just remember, the way the Spurs got Tim Duncan is because they tanked. Popovich was famously the GM, decides, I'm going to become the coach. Slew of injuries. David Robinson sits. Everybody sits. And next thing you know, presto, the Spurs get Tim Duncan. Now, they've adjusted the tanking rules, so even if you have the worst record, that does not ensure you get the number one pick. But if I had to look right now, OKC wants to be competitive. I mean, obviously, they'd love to get one of the top two picks in next year's draft. They very clearly have a decent nucleus. Houston is building something. We'll talk about John Wall dumping him shortly. But Detroit, one of the worst teams in the league, they are on the rise. It's pretty clear the Spurs are looking to get rid of their lone all-star, their only really, really strong player in DeJounte Murray, and they then will be big game hunting in the 2023 draft. But that's all for later in the week. For now, we've got bigger fish to fry because Kyrie Irving is going to be the focal point of the next 10 minutes. And I know I've seen your tweets. I've seen the Instagram DMs. You guys think I'm a Kyrie hater. You think I'm too aggressively being negative toward him and I'm obsessed and all this stuff. And I posted an Instagram video of Kyrie Irving at the BET Awards Sunday night. The video came out Monday mid-morning. And for the location, instead of like tagging wherever the BET Awards were hosted somewhere, I said that the location was Flat Earth. And all these people thought that was funny, but they also thought, because Kyrie Irving, Flat Earth truther, that was a little harsh. And Jay, man, you're really going after Kyrie hard. Like, come on, dude, you're killing him. And I say, guys, we've seen stars force their way out. Okay, this is not new. Going back to, and I'm not going to go way back, but Carmelo Anthony about a decade ago in Denver forced his way out, got to the Knicks. We saw Kawhi Leonard force his way out of San Antonio, got to Toronto, didn't really want to be there, won a championship, but then got to pick his destination. Anthony Davis wanted out of New Orleans, really upset that the Pels wouldn't trade him. He had to wait till the summer. Remember, he wanted out at the deadline. He gets dealt, he gets to the Lakers, wins the title. I mean, Jimmy Butler, get me out of Minnesota, gets to Philadelphia. Kyrie Irving. And this is where he lost me, was he hit the three-point game winner against the Warriors in Game 7 with, I don't know what, 58 seconds left, whatever it was. LeBron still wins the MVP. LeBron is championed as, at that juncture, it was like, holy cow, he's going to catch Jordan. Famously, and don't get angry for me bringing up Jordan, right after LeBron won that title going back to Cleveland, Michael Jordan commissioned The Last Dance. I mean, that's documented. It's on record. That's when it, like, Jordan had been sitting on this footage forever. He waited for LeBron to win the title to be, you know, like, oh, geez, LeBron's coming after Jordan. And then Jordan said, let's fire it up. And of course, everybody got excited. Jordan's the best ever after seeing The Last Dance. Well, we're not going down that road. But it's pretty obvious that what transpired after that was Kyrie Irving thought that made him kind of a made man, if you will. And it did not. It had the opposite. Like, he was still LeBron's Robin. He was his wingman. And he wanted to be the alpha. Remember, this was the number one pick. He really thought that had put him over the top. And then the next season, him and LeBron are pretty dominant, but they get destroyed, absolutely eviscerated by what I've called the greatest team in NBA history, the Curry Durant Warriors. I mean, absolutely loaded. You guys can look at the numbers for that Cavs team. One of the great offenses this century. If you look at the last 20-something years of basketball, you'd probably go back 30. They are one of the five best offenses. That's how lethal they were with Love, Kyrie, and KD. Just insane offense. And then they ran up against the Warriors, and they only won one game. And the only game they won was when they hit an NBA record. I think it was like 27 three-pointers in the game or some obscene number. And I only remember that because I went on Cowherd's show at the beginning of the series, and I said that the Warriors would sweep them, and they would go undefeated in the playoffs and obviously be the greatest team ever. 16-0, nobody's ever done that. They go up 3-0, and I remember it like it was yesterday. Kevin Durant comes down the court like a minute left. It was either tied or down by one. He does the kind of that small hesitation dribble on LeBron and just pulls up for three from deep, probably 27 feet, splash. I'm freaking out because I had bet on the game, obviously. And it was just one of those moments where I was like, oh my gosh, not only am I winning money on this Warriors team, but I'm going to look like a genius calling it a sweep. They go up 3-0. You think, oh, that's the kill shot. And then the Cavs come out and they hit a million threes and it ruined the sweep. I had bet the Warriors would sweep them. That would have paid really well. And, you know, obviously people came after me. Oh, you're an idiot. Warriors win in five. I don't care. Nevertheless, Kyrie Irving was never the same guy after that. That very summer is when he said, get me out of here. He started feuding with Ty Lue. And that's when he, by many accounts, not just me, said, trade me. And if you don't, I will get surgery, even though I don't need it. That's multiple reports saying that. Kyrie has never disputed it. And folks, you miss me when you're out on LeBron and you've got a great team. Just no thanks. And of course, I don't need to rehash history. We don't need to relitigate Kyrie Irving's career. Goes to Boston, is a bit of a nightmare. You know, doesn't even sit on the bench for game seven when he was injured. Like, wasn't even in the arena. Like, what are you doing? Like, it's just an embarrassment. Says, I'm going to stay in Boston. Of course, what happens? Leaves Boston, goes to Brooklyn. In Brooklyn, they think they're going to dominate because he gets Durant to go there. And it gets hurt again against the Bucks. They would have won that series, I'm sure. Next year, obviously, Durant injured. Kyrie Irving injured. The James Harden stuff. Like, it never worked for them. And Kyrie consistently being out, I mean, obviously COVID and the bubble happened. It just never worked for Kyrie Irving in Brooklyn. And for him to go to the Nets and be like, I want the max deal or I'm out of here. They called his bluff. Super impressive. And now Kyrie's sitting like, okay, I'll tuck my tail between my legs and I'm going to go back. And he put out this statement. One of these things where it's like, you know how Cam Newton used to write in like Comic Sans? Do you guys remember that? It was just like almost unreadable, the stuff that he would write. And for whatever reason, Kyrie Irving's statement was essentially in Comic Sans. This, try to make sense of this. Normal people keep the world going, but those who dare to be different lead us into tomorrow. I've made my decision to opt in. See you in the fall. Okay, normal people keep the world going, but those who dare to be different lead us into tomorrow. How are you being different, Kyrie? What is different about demanding a trade and threatening to opt out? That's not different. You want to be different like Elon Musk is different. That is different. What Steve Jobs did, it's like he read the Steve Jobs book about Steve Jobs pushing with Apple, and then having to leave the company he started, comes back and is like a hero and it turns out amazing. Like, I've read the book, Steve Jobs. Was not normal. He was different. Nothing different about Kyrie Irving. I mean, difficult? Sure. Yeah, he's extremely difficult to work with. So, to the surprise of not that many people, he's going to make $36 million with the Nets next year. Now, this is where it gets interesting. What do you do if you're Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant and Ben Simmons? Can you make this work? Or is Kyrie saying, well, I'm not really playing for the Nets. I've got my future to think about. Well, what if your future is with the Nets? Can you make this work? Can the bridges that were burned be repaired? Can you fix that relationship? I mean, listen, they got talent. Seth Curry, Joe Harris. This is a team next year. They got players. And the East is pretty down. I just wonder, did Kyrie coming off look so... Did he come off looking so bad here that the Nets are just saying... We don't care what happens this year with Kyrie. He could play 75 games. He could play great. He could be all NBA. We're still not going to be in the Kyrie Irving business because I think we're headed that way. Do you think all of a sudden a guy who plays, what, 50-something games a season, maybe 60, is going to all of a sudden be magically healthy all season and he's not going to pull any of these AWOL stunts? Like, there is zero confidence in Kyrie Irving for me. I get it. I'm not rooting against him at this point. I was rooting against the garbage he was trying. But, you know, I kind of feel bad for Steve Nash at this point. Steve Nash is pretty clearly got to deal with this guy again. I think Kevin Durant has to be looking himself in the mirror thinking, my gosh, what on earth did I get myself into? For a moment, I could have done 30 minutes on some of this, like, holy cow. Could Kevin Durant go to the Phoenix Suns? Could Kevin Durant go to the Washington Wizards? Like, and we talk about some of that with Babcock here shortly. But it sounds like we are now going to tier two guys. All right, what's the deal with Donovan Mitchell? All right, what about my guy Zach LaVine? Like, what's happening? That feels like it's kind of the next domino to fall. And it's like, I don't totally know Rudy Gobert. I mean, listen, DeJounte Murray's my, I like him. He's not a tier two guy. I would like to see Trae Young get a wingman so they can make moves. I don't know if DeJounte Murray is enough of a wing. I like him. Felt like he needed the ball in his hands to do a lot in San Antonio. Not a great shooter. I could pull up his numbers, but like, is he putting the Hawks over the top? I mean, they're going to need more than that. Like, listen, I know he's a good wing defender, but eventually you're going to... Now, if they keep Collins somehow, it sounds like Gallinari could be the guy on the move. You know, if you can keep Collins in there, he's your small ball five, maybe Okongwu. You got the Red Velvet, Kevin Herter, great nickname. Bogdanovich, you know, Murray's a 32% three-point shooter. His volume has gone up every year, but I mean, he's still 31% 2 years ago. 31 2 years ago, 32 last year. I think he led the league in steals, so he's a very good defender. I like it in strategy. I just don't know if it puts him in the NBA Finals in the East. Like, the Bucks are clearly still better. The Heat, clearly still better. The Celtics, clearly still better. TBD on the Nets.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bridgestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed...
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Now, I do want to quickly talk about John Wall and his fascinating situation. He was slated to make $47 million this year. Wrap your head around that. John Wall, who famously was awesome at Kentucky, and then they ran into West Virginia in the NCAA tournament. If you want to go see a coaching clinic, go look at what Huggins did to Calipari in the Elite Eight, West Virginia, Kentucky. He put Calipari in a body bag. It was a 1-3-1 zone. It was mesmerizing stuff. I don't exactly remember everybody on that Kentucky team, but I do remember nobody could shoot. And West Virginia trounced them in what was a pretty big upset at the time because everybody thought, oh, John Wall, this guy's amazing. He's going to win the title. John Wall goes to Washington. Him and Beal have some good runs. I think the farthest they went was the semifinals of the Eastern Conference. I mean, listen, Wall averaged 17 and 10 assists, 19 and 10 assists, 23 and 10 assists. They had a great run there. They ran into LeBron a couple times when LeBron was in Cleveland, early in Wall's career. And after, you know, what is it? After 2019, he had the Achilles injury. Then he had 40 games in Houston, did not play at all last year. Now, he did play in 2020-21. He had averaged 20 points a game with Houston. Like, he was kind of good. What are you getting from a 31, let's see, he's turning 32 in September. 32-year-old John Wall, who has sat out two of the last three seasons. Like, I just don't know what you're getting. But still, he would have looked great with the Lakers, right? Would he not have looked amazing with the Lakers? As maybe an answer to Russell Westbrook being gone? Assuming they could get out of Westbrook. And turns out the answer is no, because John Wall, and by the way, he did not play against LeBron. He was after LeBron decimated them. That was the Deshaun Stevenson-led Wizards. Apologies to my D.C. brethren. Wall was on a couple of those playoff teams that faced like the Hawks with Beal, and they also had a pretty good run in 17. I think that was the year they lost to the Isaiah Thomas Celtics in 7. Good series, but alas, they could not get past him. So Wall, who's missed two out of the last 3 years, spurns the Lakers to go to the Clippers. And no cap, as my son likes to say, if you are LeBron, you ain't happy. Because LeBron had been, you know, kind of championing the idea of getting John Wall in. And again, remember, we're not getting, you know, 2016 John Wall, right? Who I think led the playoffs in assists 1 year, maybe 2015, he led the postseason in assists. He'd never a three-point shooter, just it was never his game. But end-to-end, man, this guy's fast. He could grab and go. Good passer in the transition game. Good player. I think he lost a lot of people when on opening night of his career at home, he did the Dougie. I don't know if you guys remember that. He comes out, and the Dougie was like a super popular dance. At the time, it looked super cool that he was doing that. But your introduction to the NBA before you've played 1 minute is dancing during opening introductions. A little bit much. Maybe a little bit much. At any rate, John Wall is going to the Paperclips, where he will sit behind Reggie Jackson. And I don't want to hear people besmirching the name of Reggie Jackson, okay? He's been very good for the Clippers the last couple years. When they lost Kawhi, he was excellent. When they lost Paul George, he was excellent. I've become a Reggie Jackson guy. He's tough, a little cocky. He was basically on his way out of the league in Detroit. And now it's like, oh, Reggie Jackson is like a legit floor general. And I know some people in LA are not going to like this, but the Clippers have arguably the best top 10 in the league. Starting lineup, Reggie Jackson, Paul George, Kawhi, likely Covington and Zubac at center. Off the bench, John Wall, Terrence Mann. Terrence Mann is good, folks. I don't care what you guys say. He is a strong player. Coming off the bench, Norman Powell, Marcus Morris, and then Hartenstein. And I'm not even counting Amir Coffey, who is decent, or Luke Kennard, who's decent. Like, I guess if you look 1 through 12, the Clippers probably have the best roster in the league. 1 through 12, the Clippers have the most loaded team in the league. Now, this is what, year 3 of the Paul George Kawhi experience, right? Year 1 was the one, was year 1 the bubble? Because I seem to remember, yes, year 1 was the bubble. That's right. They go to the bubble, and they're ticketed for greatness, and they lose to the Denver Nuggets with Doc Rivers famously blowing a 3-1 lead. The Jamal Murray show at times. Jokic dominated them. That was the game. That was the series where Paul George hit the side of the backboard in Game 7 and was playoff Paul George. Oh, that was a brutal game. I still remember that and kind of enjoying every minute. Sorry, Clippers fans. Last year, Kawhi injured. Paul George injured. They had no chance. 2021, it did not work for the Clippers also in the playoffs. Kawhi Leonard goes down. And that's why he missed all last season. But 2021, Kawhi Leonard goes down against the Jazz? That's right, against the Jazz. And it appeared for a moment as if, oh my gosh, the Jazz are going to win the series. Then, of course, Paul George took over. And the Paperclips ended up losing to the Suns in the Western Conference Finals. So this will be year four of Kawhi and Paul George. And I would say this is by far their best roster. I know people are going to push the Nuggets to be the favorites. I could get with the Nuggets. Michael Porter Jr., if he's healthy, they could be good. Jamal Murray back. I think the two best teams in the league are the Clippers and the Nuggets. I think those are the top two teams. Lakers have a lot of work to do. Don't want to hear about them. The Bucks are probably your third best team in the NBA right now. I know that on paper, Ben Simmons, Kyrie, KD, Seth Curry, Joe Harris, I know on paper that's good, folks. I also know the reality is they just got swept by the Celtics. So I can't put them fourth. I think the Celtics are ahead of them. I mean, the Miami Heat have to be ahead of them. And then you probably got to go back out west, and we'll see what happens with Phoenix. Obviously, a lot to be determined with DeAndre Ayton and Mikal Bridges. Listen, I don't know what's going to become of Donovan Mitchell. I don't know how hot teams will be for him. I mean, listen, he's a very good player in his prime, but you start looking at shooting guard, and it's weird because, you know, you compare Bradley Beal and Donovan Mitchell, and you're like, I don't know, who's better? It's like, well, Donovan Mitchell's never been all NBA. And I know he's won some playoff series, but like, I mean, is Donovan Mitchell better than Bradley Beal? Beal's a little older. I think he turns 30 here this, oh geez, he turns 30 today. Wow. Happy birthday, Bradley Beal. Sorry, I hope that doesn't come off harsh. He was third team all NBA this past season. He's made some All-Star games. I don't count All-Star games as that much, but, you know, NBA All-Star, it's obviously impressive. I mean, seriously, Brad Beal, Mitchell's a legit question. And I don't know if somebody makes a big play for one of them. I personally would put Zach LaVine right in the tier with those two guys. I know a lot of other people wouldn't, but Lakers, they got some moves to make here. Right now, they're not one of the seven best teams in the league. I didn't even mention Philadelphia, which will have a full year with Harden. Like, the NBA is going to be loaded next year, and we haven't even looked at how free agency could change things. My guy, Luka Doncic with the Mavs. I mean, they got Christian Wood. Christian Wood, baby! Oh, by the way... My gosh, I'm embarrassed. I totally forgot. The defending champion, Golden State Warriors. I think you probably still... you know what? Let me adjust that. I'll go number one right now, Clippers. Number two, Golden State Warriors. Number three, Denver Nuggets. Number four, Bucks. And after that, it's like a hodgepodge. Like, Memphis seems like they're close. Minnesota could be close. NBA's kind of lit right now. I didn't even mention the Suns. Miami Heat, Celtics, like the NBA has at least 10 very good teams. I do think in the absence of a super team, and I don't think Paul George and Kawhi is quite a super team. I mean, does Reggie Jackson round that out? Let's see what the Lakers can do. Golden State clearly is not a super team, no matter what you think of Andrew Wiggins. But the NBA's got, like, yeah, I would say Phoenix, Clippers, Golden State, jeez, Dallas, Denver, Memphis, six great teams in the West? This is why Damian Lillard staying in Portland is idiotic. I mean, I just rattled off six really good, legit contenders. And I didn't mention, like, I mean, maybe the Jazz say, hey, we'll run it back with Mitchell and Gobert. They're still going to be good. Minnesota, New Orleans. New Orleans made the playoffs, pushed the Suns to six, and add their best player, guys. The West is so insane. And I'm on record, and I will be betting it if you can bet better record or who will finish higher, Kings or Blazers. Kings finished three games higher. Obviously, you know, not having Damian Lillard mattered for Portland, but I think the Kings will be better than them. And in the East, you know, Heat, Celtics, Bucks, Sixers, Nets. That's five, really. NBA, this will probably be one of the better, more balanced NBA seasons because there's no absolutely loaded teams. There's just a lot of really good teams with two stars. All right, I've prattled on long enough. Let's get to our guest, Matt Babcock of Basketball News.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
You know a guy.
Jason likes to think he knows everything when it comes to sports.
I know what sports fans want.
But for everything he doesn't, he knows a guy who does.
Let's just say I know a guy who knows a guy who knows another guy.
All right, let's welcome into Straight Fire a guy you know, Basketball News. He's been on the pod. He is big on the draft. He comes from a basketball family. It's NBA free agency. Let's bring him in, Matt Babcock. How you doing, Matt?
Jason, my man, I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm excellent. Thanks for taking the time. I know you and the family are on vacation, but I know you love NBA. You're a basketball hoop head. And first of all, listen, I had been pushing for Keegan Murray four to Sacramento all along. I am curious. We'll start with that. What did you think of Murray going there? I love his prospects. I loved his numbers. I like his story. I'm not saying I don't like Jaden Ivey. I like Keegan Murray, not just for fit. I think he'll be a better overall player in the current wing heavy NBA.
You know, I think Keegan Murray, I mean, he's one of these guys. I haven't talked to one person that doesn't like him. I mean, there's just so much to like. You know, not a whole lot of flaws in his game, and he's just very productive, and he fits the modern game too, as far as being like a, you know, face up four that's active, just makes a lot happen without the ball in his hands, which is hard to find. And so I do like the safety of the pick, and I think it fits perfectly with Sacramento. My issue with it is I'm very high on Jaden Ivey. I think his upside is through the roof. and just the pass on a guy that has a chance to be a star, you know, could bite them in the butt in a couple of years if Jaden were to develop how I think and hope he will.
I know that there are shot doctors who can fix shots in the league. Kawhi Leonard obviously has got fixed in San Antonio. I just watch Ivy shoot it, and I've heard people call it kind of like a shot put. It doesn't look like a supernatural for him. He's a good shooter. I really liked him at Purdue. I wonder, do you think there's something funky about his shot, or is this no concern at all?
I mean, it's definitely not a strength of his. I mean, his mechanics are a little quirky, and I mean, pretty typical for such a great athlete. I mean, guys like that have always, you know, leaned on their athleticism, get into the hole. And I think he's a perfect example of that. But you know, he did shoot the ball well this year. Even though he doesn't look the part, it's not a pure stroke. I do think from a mental standpoint, he's a tough kid that's already proven to hit shots. So you're not starting from scratch with him. And so if he can get to the point where he's just a decent outside shooter, I still think he has a chance of becoming a star. And I mean, one guy that's always come up is Russell Westbrook. And you know, Russell Westbrook, you know, was very similar as far as a jump shooter. It never really even got to the point that he was overly efficient as an outside shooter, but he did shoot it well enough. I mean, this guy was the league MVP. I mean, obviously, you know, yeah. Russ has gotten a lot of criticism this past year, but I mean, look at his career as a whole. Guy was a big time athlete that, you know, perimeter wise was just okay. Ivy's got that kind of upside. So am I concerned with it? Yeah, to a certain point, but I mean, it's, you know, I think there's a lot of guys, you know, room for growth with outside shooting. His strengths translate very well, you know, at least in my book.
Let's stick with Westbrook. And this, people, again, this is not a knock, but guys like Iverson, Westbrook, even Ja Morant to an extent, they're so athletic and can do so many aerial acrobatics around the rim in the lane that it makes life kind of easy for them. Like, why do I need to develop an outside shot when I could just dunk all over anybody and take people off the dribble? And they never really develop a 3-point stroke. And that ultimately hurts them once they hit their early 30s. Like Westbrook, you know, I think he's the same age as Steph Curry, maybe a year older, maybe a year younger. I don't know, but he looks like he's almost out ready to get out of the league. Allen Iverson ended very ugly. I just wonder about Ivy and the shooting and where you are for players who are athletic as hell, but not great shooters. And again, Ivy, you know, attempted 5 threes a game. I think he was 35% last year at Purdue.
Yeah, no, for sure. And I think you bring up a good point. And it's a totally different conversation, but I agree with it in the sense that, you know, the big time athletes, the shelf life is generally shorter for all the reasons you're saying. And then, like, going back to Durant, Durant could probably play into his 40s and just be a spot up shooter. You know, he's a 7-foot shooter. I think a guy like that just has length and skill, can play at a high level for a long time. There's some truth to that for sure. And Westbrook, I think what's happening is, you know, he's probably lost a little bit of a step, his game has always been predicated on the ball being in his hands, him being the primary guy. And I think him just slipping a little bit is really being exposed of his style of play when he's not the best player on the court, isn't blending that well, you know. And I feel really bad for him because, I mean, he's such a competitive guy. And, you know, it was just a rough year. I hope he could turn it around.
I want to ask you, this is selfishly, I know you're a Bucks guy, but Hugo Besson, who played for the New Zealand Breakers, obviously I've talked about it a lot. I'm a minority owner in the team. I watched a lot of Hugo. I watch all the games on YouTube TV. Obviously, the other player they had that was drafted in the lottery is a great prospect. I like Besson a lot, 21 years old. I'm curious where you are on him. I know Bucks fans are going to be surprised. I'm telling you, he is a competitor. I think he plays a little bit this year.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on there with him as far as the NBA goes, but I mean, I did scout him pretty heavily, and he was terrific at the combine. I thought the combine helped him a lot. Measured well. I mean, he's got good size. He's 6'4", 6'5". Play either guard spot. I think he's got a chance of developing into a rotational type guy in the next couple of years.
I want to go to the 2023 draft real quick, Matt. And again, it is a year out. It's a fool's errand. That being said, there's two superstars at the top. And I got to ask, like, we talked to a guy who's written a book on tanking. I know, you know, coming from your front office pedigree, you're not going to like the idea of tanking, but there's two really good prospects at the top of next year's draft. And do you think we'll ultimately see teams maybe saying, you know what, we got off to a rough start, we got some injuries, let's bag it the way the Spurs did to get Tim Duncan?
Yeah, I think that will happen. I know Adam Silver is doing everything he possibly can to the tweak thing so teams, you know, don't do that. But when there's top guys like this, and these guys are big time. I mean, you know, with Victor Wembanyama and Scoot Henderson, I mean, I think both of them have a chance of being generational talents. I mean, wow. We personally, as scouts, you know, my group, we're really excited to cover these guys this year. So I do think there's going to be some teams gunning for those picks.
I'm curious where you are. Like, I saw on Monday, I saw an Instagram clip of Scoot Henderson, and he's doing this ridiculous dunk that probably would win the dunk contest. I mean, this kid is still only 17 years old, right? Or is he 18 now? I mean, he looks like he's ready for the NBA now.
Oh, yeah. No, last year, I mean, yeah, he's played the G League Ignite as a 17-year-old and, like, just tore it up. I mean, it's incredible. I mean, think about that. You're playing against grown men as a teenager. It's pretty wild. And you know, he's not big. I mean, he's only 6'2", 6'3". He does have big hands and long arms. But, you know, he really reminds me of Derrick Rose before he had all the injuries. Ooh. I mean, MVP Derrick Rose. He's very hard to contain. He's coming. You know, he's always coming at you north, south, and just incredibly explosive. And I actually got to know the kid before he went to the G League Ignite. His high school coach invited me out to Atlanta, spent some time with him and his family. And what an incredible kid. I mean, big time worker. Like during the pandemic, he was doing 3-a-days as a teenager. So I mean, the kid's got it. He's got the talent, but he's got the mental approach that you'd want from stars. I mean, he's got sort of the Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan type thing to him. And so I have a lot of confidence that he's going to be a big time guy.
And what about Victor Wembanyama? Like,
yeah, I mean,
I don't know. People are saying that, like, he might be the best international prospect since Luka. Giannis was not the biggest international prospect ever.
Right. Right. No, for sure. I mean, he's the most unique prospect I've probably ever covered. I mean, obviously we had, you know, Porzingis, then Evan Mobley last year, Chet Holmgren this year. He's big, he's skilled. He's, you know, some of the stuff that he does is just mind blowing. And so, I mean, he's, you know, he's like all those guys, except he's as big as Porzingis. He's 7'3". He's got this insane wingspan. I mean, this guy's like leading the break. He's going behind his back. He's shooting threes. I mean, it's unbelievable. See, he does need to add strength, but yeah, he's an 18-year-old kid. Most of these guys do. And, you know, comparing him to Chet, I do think his body type, I have more confidence he's going to be able to add weight or functional weight than Chet. Yeah, he's unbelievable. Yeah, these two guys, we're going to have a lot of fun this year.
When you obviously Chet is super thin, he's got to get in the weight room. Kevin Durant was super thin, but can Vic step out and consistently hit the three? Is that, if that's in his bag, what are we talking about here? Like potentially a generational guy?
I think so. I mean, and yes, I do believe he could, you know, really knock down from outside. And I mean, he's shooting threes like off the dribble. I mean, wait till you see this kid. He's unbelievable. And when I said mind blowing, I mean, he does several things in each game I've watched that literally, you know, just blows your mind. And so, I do think he's got a chance of developing into being a generational type guy. And, you know, granted, I mean, it's a hard thing to really pinpoint when we're talking about an 18-year-old kid. I mean, things need to go right. But I mean, as far as, you know, value as a prospect and upside, I mean, he's about as good as it gets at this point.
All right, Matt, how are you going to spend the rest of your summer now that the NBA is on the shelf? Are you going to Vegas for summer league?
Yeah, I'll be in Vegas for summer league for 3-4 nights. I'm actually on vacation now with my family. We're out at this ranch in Colorado fishing and horseback riding.
Nice.
And, but yeah, just get a little, you know, regroup a little bit and get back at it in July.
All right, man. Enjoy the vacation. Thanks for taking the time, Matt. And maybe I'll see you in Vegas. I got to head out there, play some NFL futures bets. So hopefully I'll run into you at summer league.
Let me know.
All right, man.
Thanks a lot. Take care.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.